heard this preacher one time. He was an older preacher when I heard him. And he said once he got saved, he got born again, he got in the Word, he became a new creature. And his dad, after years, his dad said, "I don't know you." He said, "I don't know you anymore." His own dad, because his dad wasn't saved, you know. No, they don't know you. They don't know you. Your parents, your friends, your neighbors, your kids, your spouse. If you get saved, they don't know you anymore. Why? Why is that even how's that even possible? How can they not know you? They live in the same house, or they were raised around you, or they raised you. How is it possible that they don't know you? How can you work around them all years and they don't know you? How's that possible? Because you're not from here. This is not your home. You don't set your affections down on this clay. It's actually, think about it. It's just clay, dirt, water, and it's not much to it, right? Some metal, some wood. It's not much to this place. You need it to survive, but their affections are on things down here. You know, they're all up, get all excited about a basketball game or a football game. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Or who's going to win? Who cares? Just, who really cares? It's next year they lose. It's all rigged anyway. They rig it all. If you were the devil, what would you do? If you were the evil government, what would you do? You would create a circus. You would create Hollywood. You would create all these things to distract people. Because if the people are distracted, they don't see what the evil leaders are doing. They gotta distract people. It'd be different if you had some good leaders in office. But even then, there's always distractions. They got to give you Hollywood movies to distract you. They got to give you musicians to distract you. They got to give you fires in Canada, fires here. They got to give you a distraction every week. They create the conspiracy, even if it's a fake one. They create it because they want you distracted with things that don't matter. They don't want you to see the real deal. They don't want you to research Jesuits and Freemasons and magician priest class. They don't want you to see that. The magician priest class is what this thing is about. The kings or the leaders need the priest class to create. The magician priest class create another lie. They always create a lie. Think about it. Without a lie, how does the death cult continue? It's a death cult. Without lies, how would the death cult continue? The god of this system, this age, is the devil. How does the devil function? He's a murderer and a liar from the beginning. Does he change? No. He's a psychopath. He's a sociopath. He's a narcissist. How do they function? How do these people function? They play the same game. They're looking for new prey. They're looking for somebody else they can deceive. They got to deceive somebody, right? They got to get somebody. Think about a Jezebel. Think about a Delilah. So Delilah's going around, she's painting her face, she's got her hairdo and her short shorts and all that stuff. She wants to be seen, right? Who does she want to be seen by? Whoever. She don't care. That's what it talks about in Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. They sit on their porch and wave at all the passerby. So she wants to be seen by whoever, right? What is she trying to do? She's trying to get some prey, somebody to draw somebody in. Get her a baby daddy. That's what the system is like. wants to draw you in to fake reality, wants to create a fake reality, get you to believe some kind of dream. Future faking. It's called future faking, people. They want whatever dream you have, they will pretend to be that. Because you're a prey. It's kind of like if you go fishing, you fish for one fish, you throw a bait out over here, and then you throw a bait out over here, and you get all these fish, and you get free food, right? That's what they're doing. They're fishing. That's why it's called fish net. That's why they have fish net. They wear the fish net pantyhose. They're fishing. That's why it's called fish net. I mean, really. Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men to what? Towards righteousness. What are the narcissists and the Jezebels and the Delilahs, what are they fishing for? To make you unrighteous, to pull you down, to broadcast you, to cast you down into a broad mindset. To usurp your ship, to shake your ship, to create an imbalance. They want to feed off of you. They want to vampire off of you because they're in a death cult. They're dying. They have no power. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They're feeding off of you. They're looking for a door. They're looking for a way in to feed off of you. Seriously, people. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. What is the snake on the pole? Well, from a righteous point of view, Jesus went to the cross. John 3:14-16. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So the snake on the pole from a righteous side, the right side, is Jesus died on the cross for you. The snake on the pole from an unrighteous side is the pole dancer. She's mocking Jesus. She's a pole dancer and she's mocking Jesus. The pole dancer is mocking Jesus. She's pulling you down. She's hooking you down. That's why she's called a hooker. She's hooking you down. Captain Hook. That's why he's called Captain Hook. But God is trying to pull you up. The hound of heaven is trying to hook you up. Think about it. People say, I'm going to hook you up. Are they going to hook you up or are they hooking you down? They'll say hook you up, but is it really hooking you up or is it hooking you down? Which one is it? You're either pulled up by the hound of heaven, God of heaven, through Jesus, reaching down and pulling you out of the miry clay, the snake on the pole, or you're being hooked down by the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, which is just no different than a painted face pole dancer. And that painted face pole dancer, which is the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, is hooking you down to pull you down. It's a hook. Either, what's that saying? Either by hook or crook. So they got a crooked pole, right? They're going to hook you or poke you or hook you or crook you, you know, by hook or crook. So every corporation, every nation state, every Freemason system, every Jesuit, Illuminati, magician, priest class system is to hook you down. It's not to hook you up. It's to get you away from truth, get you away from righteousness, get you away from a renewed mind into their silly mindset to get you to worship the world, the flesh, pride, Mother Earth, Mother Mary, anything to the flesh, anything of the world. It's a hook to hook you down. The world, the flesh, the pride life is a hook to hook you down. Your pride is a hook. Your ego, your pride, like you think, you really think your thoughts are your own. If your thoughts are righteous in any way, shape, or form, it's because of Jesus. If your thoughts are evil, it's because you fell down in the sin and you've been programmed by the evil system, but you are just looking at a mirror reflection of yourself. The thought of man, the heart of man, is deceitfully wicked. So out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if the heart of man is deceitfully wicked, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so the heart of man, in order for you to speak, you have to think first, right? So the heart, the mouth, the mind of man, unregenerated, without Jesus, is what? Pure evil. So their thoughts are evil. Their thoughts are not righteous. Their thoughts are evil. It's an easy button, people. There's light and dark. There's up and down. There's left and right. The right is right. The left is wrong. I'm sorry if you can't hear that. I mean, you know the left is wrong because they believe in abortion. They believe in changing marriage. They believe in everything that is opposite of the truth. They hate the Bible. They think the fundamental believers, the fundamental Bible believers, are crazy. You already know what they're thinking because in Revelation, you see the culmination. Everything's happening now. What you see in Revelation, where they want to cut the head off of the believers, right? Now, what is that symbolic of? Cutting the head. Jesus is the head of the body, so they want to cut the head off, and they want a spider, a headless spider hive mind, right? So they want to cut the head off in Revelation. So they want to cut your head off now. But they need you because you are the reason this place is sustained, because God is calling out an elect for himself. And so if they can't pull you down and hook you into evil and ship and take your body ship and shipwreck it, then they're mad. It makes them mad. You would think that it would make them glad because, see, they need you. The corporations need you. The government, they hate you, but they need you. It's kind of like a woman who hates men and she gets married. She needs that man, but she hates the man. There's a lot of women that hate men. I mean, a lot of them. They hate authority. It's not that they hate men. They hate God. They hate authority. They actually hate themselves. They wish they were born a man or something. They hate themselves. If somebody hates authority, hates men, it's because they hate themselves. They know that God created them to be a woman, but they don't like what God created them to be, you know? If God created you to be a dog, you're a dog. A cat, you're a cat. You're a whale, you're a whale. A tree, you're a tree. Whatever God created you to be, just be it. Quit trying to be something else, you know? Because you're going against your own nature. You're going against your own happiness and your own... You just got to be who you are. God didn't make a mistake. I don't care who it is.